Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You name the lead singer of Green Day, Solana? I dropped an Apple the app on you in the first hour today. Can you name the lead singer of Green Day?
Yeah, it's Lauren Lauper.
Lauren Lauper. Can you name him, Jimmy?
His last name, I mean, I cannot name him. I think his last name is Joe, I think.
It's Billy Joe Armstrong. Okay. There is a Joe in there, but it's Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Joel Armstrong?
Billy Joe.
Huh.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Patty Mills, for the love of God, stop shooting the ball.
Guy loves to shoot.
You see when the Heat
points.
When the Heat beat the Cavs on Sunday. Do you see the post from the Miami Heat in the locker room where Coach Spo allowed Patty Mills to break them down?
Yes.
And he hit you with a culture.
Who said?
Mm-hmm.
Embraces the whole Australian thing.
He does.
So MLB starts tomorrow. Did you know that the UFL starts this weekend?
No, I did not. That's the XFL and the USFL combining?
Correct. Correct. I just saw a push notification, so I started looking at it. Starts on Saturday. 10 weeks in the regular season. The UFL championship game takes place June 16th in St. Louis. You know what they have there in St. Louis?
Yeah, the Arch.
I was thinking Nelly.
Huh, okay. That's also from the Lou.
Let's see here. You've got with the USFL and the XFL merging, but still wanting to keep eight teams, the UFL is broken into two divisions, the USFL and the XFL divisions. On the USFL side, the defending champion Birmingham Stallions, Houston Roughnecks, Memphis Showboats, and Michigan Panthers make the merger. While on the XFL side, the defending champion Arlington Renegades, St. Louis Battlehawks, San Antonio Brahmas, and the DC Defenders. Whew, is this uninteresting?
You know what? I was invested a little bit. Now that I'm starting to kind of think about this, I was a little invested in the Birmingham Stallions last year because my guy Alex Magoo, who was an FIU quarterback, was the starting quarterback for them. I think he won like two-time XFL Player of the Year or USFL Player of the Year. I don't know what league it was. But I remember he was also named MVP, I think, of that league. Magoo Lagoon, baby. I was all in. But now he's with the Green Bay Packers, I believe. He signed with the Packs.
It says here that the UFL probably has some coaches you would recognize. Bob Stoops.
Mm-hmm.
Skip Holtz. Wade Phillips. Here are some players in the UFL. The St. Louis quarterback is A.J. McCarron.
Okay.
Vic Beasley plays for the Renegades. How do I know him?
Vic Beasley. Play for one of the Florida teams?
I feel like he was a local guy, but yeah. Maybe I'm making that up.
Vic Beasley.
Boy, they're listing people that you should know. I don't know any of these people.
No, he's not a
Taco
local
Charlton.
Guy. Okay.
Taco Charlton. He's on the Birmingham Stallions.
Former Dolphin.
Matt Corral, the quarterback. Yeah, former Dolphin. Taco Charlton. Let's see. You want to know where you can watch the UFL?
ESPN, right?
Fox Sports will be broadcasting the first two UFL games on March 30th, but after that, broadcasting will be split between Fox Sports and ESPN, with night games being broadcast on ABC.
Yeah, because who was it? It was it Marv Levy who was doing the games? Or Steve
Levy? Yeah, Marv Levy, 99-year-old Buffalo Bills former head coach.
Steve Levy.
He will be doing the games.
Steve Levy was doing the games, I believe, on ESPN for the XFL.
This has disaster written all over it again. I mean, I'm sorry, this doesn't work. How many different iterations do you have of spring football to say that it just doesn't work?
Are they going to have The Rock at every single game come out and hype up the crowd?
Sergio Busquets was at the Heat game last night?
He was.
Were you awestruck?
Nah, I mean, whatever. You know, he's sitting courtside.
What? I mean, that's one of your Uruguayan brothers.
No, he's not Uruguayan at all, actually.
I thought he was.
No, Sergio Busquets is Spanish.
Oh, I'm thinking of...
Luis Suarez.
Luis Suarez.
Yeah. Had Lucho been there, I would have finessed my way downstairs with my credential, and I definitely would have gotten a little pick.
Gotcha. Get headlines here in a second. The Heat have their Junior Heat Summer Camp June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game at either Slam Miami or Cooper City High School. Campers will participate in a variety of competitions, fundamental drills, and games. For more info on how to sign up your kids, go to heat.com/juniorheat. Would you be willing to do a little radio bit, Jimmy, where we sign you up for Junior Heat Camp and you just kind of show up looking the way you're looking and see if they allow you to participate or see if they bounce you out for being over the age of 16?
I don't think that'll work.
Well, can we just try it though? Like, I'll sign you up. I'll put, you know, Jimmy Hockman, and I'll give you a backpack with a lunch and, you know, I'll sign all the whatever, the waivers, and then you show up there and you see what happens. Like 21 Jump Street, Jimmy.
I think I'll be compromised very quickly at that camp.
Certainly in the locker room.
No, I mean, Jimmy, what have you got? Like a goatee going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. If we shave that, he passes for 16 for sure.
Well, the problem is, Jimmy, turn your head to the left. Well, that's your right, but that's fine. Hawk, he does have a lot of salt and peppers there, but if we do a little just for men action.
That is to his left, though. He's right. You said turn to his left. That is his left.
Oh, that's my right. Okay, you got it.
Yeah. All right.
Unless you want me to turn to my right.
Nah, I gotcha.
But nah, don't turn anymore.
You see what I'm saying there, Hawk? Like, Jimmy's got a nice set of hair, but a lot of grays coming in. But if we did a little just for men action, shaved the beard or the goatee, I think we're on to something.
Yeah. Let's get him in there. Junior Heat Camp. Did you see the opening day ticket prices? This is via tickpick.com.
Yeesh.
Opening day ticket prices. These are the lowest price tickets to get into MLB games tomorrow. So the highest, lowest price ticket is the Cubs Rangers game. $285. That's the cheapest that you can get into that game for.
And that's in Texas?
That's in Texas.
That's crazy, though. I mean, they just won the World Series. The fact that they're even on that list, right?
No, but it's all the games.
Oh, these are all the
games.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So the lowest ticket price to get into the Rangers Cubs game is $285.
Okay.
The lowest price in Major League Baseball to get into any opener tomorrow is the Marlins, $13.
Yeah, checks out.
So I hope the instruments and the all-you-can-eat ticket, like, I hope it works. I'm not lying. Like, I hope it all works, but it that's unfortunate. Again, they play Pittsburgh. Does anyone, like, you know, there's nothing that helps out this opening weekend series, you know, because it's Pittsburgh. If it was the Mets or something, the Phillies, you got a lot of Northeasterners down here. But yeah, $13 to get in tomorrow.
Hawk, if the game was on Friday night at 7 or at 6:10 p.m., or if they opened up on Saturday at 1 p.m. or at 4 p.m., I bet ticket prices would be much higher to get in for an opening day.
I don't know about much higher, but I do think they'll have decent crowds Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
I think they'll have decent crowds.
It'll probably be full tomorrow, but, bro, Thursday, spring break.
I don't think it's going to be full, buddy.
No?
No.
Hmm. Thursday at 4 in Miami during spring break? I don't know. To me, like, that's just...
Against the Pirates.
Right. If it was the Mets, it would be full.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And you just traded John Birdie. So, you know, a lot of people, they eject on the whole season.
Right, yeah. Stanton's not here anymore either. People are still upset about that.
Are they?
I don't know.
People still upset about that?
I'm not.
I'm upset about Corey Dickerson not being here. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I am excited for Sixto Sanchez. Oh, are we going to have a show tomorrow? We got the Take Me Out to the Ball Games.
Let's go.
We got Noche Sixto.
Do we?
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, we do.
He's not pitching every tomorrow, hour. Bro. He's not pitching tomorrow.
Well, he's a reliever now, so you don't know when he's pitching.
We've got to establish some sort of ground rules with the Sixto Sanchez song. We can't just play
the ground
it all the time.
Rule is it must be played at least once a day. That's the ground rule. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, creator and performer of Noche de Sixto.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks.
Tell you what, I'm going to bet some Nerfies and Yerfies tomorrow.
Yeah. Can't wait for the Nerfies.
Marco's texting me, if Jimmy agrees to do Junior Heat Camp, he will film and edit it. Jimmy, we can go viral for all the wrong reasons if you will agree to go to summer camp.
Sure.
All right. He's in, Marcos.
Boom.
We have a bit.
Let's go. Jimmy, when's the last time you shaved your goat? Like, you went no facial hair at all? Because now that I think of it, Hawk, since I've known Jimmy, he's had that goatee on him.
You've never known me without this, whatever this thing is.
No, I did. There was a period... No. When I first met you, you were growing out like a beard, like a long beard.
Oh, I had a yeah. Well, I'm saying you've never known me without facial hair.
That's true.
But at one time, I did have a Zach Galifianakis beard.
I mean, you had Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, it was close to Ryan Fitzpatrick beard. Yeah.
That's some of the worst months of my life. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I accomplished it, so I didn't want to get rid of it. But it was horrible. Mm-hmm. I hated everything about it.
Just itchy. You wake up. It's
constantly
crazy itchy.
Your face doesn't feel clean ever. It just was terrible. I shaved it on New Year's Eve.
New year, new you.
Yep. I couldn't take it anymore. You think you could grow a big ZZ Top beard, Jimmy?
Not a chance. It'll take me a long time, but.
All right. Well, I've got nothing but time.
I don't know about that. I mean. What about a stash? Tomorrow, Jimmy, just come in tomorrow just with a stash. I want to see you just with the stash. Baseball stash. Opening day stash.
Is that a thing?
No, but we'll make it a thing.
All right.
Perfect. It's done. See you tomorrow, Jimmy. The Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers both lost yesterday. Not the Tuesday night we were expecting in South Florida. The Panthers had a 3-2 lead over the Boston Bruins. Big game at the Amerant Bank Arena. And they ended up losing after two unanswered goals by the Bruins in the third period. I was reading this morning in the Herald a lot of quotes from different players about yesterday's game. They called it like a wake-up call, a good game to have played despite the loss so that, you know, they can the sense I was getting was they can be reminded of what playoff hockey is going to feel like in about 3 weeks.
It, That was a bad loss. The way that they lost, to be up on Boston at home and to allow them to come back and win the game, that was tough. I did not like that. I have not had any kind of alarms raised about the Panthers during this little rough stretch. But last night, that was unfortunate. That was unfortunate.
Panthers are back in action on Thursday. They will be back at the Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow. You guys will be out there. They get the Islanders at 7 p.m.
Yeah, we'll do the show out there, get you ready for it, get you ready for MLB opening day. And we're going to have some fun tomorrow. Friday will be at Gulfstream Park, by the way.
Yes, sir. The Heat are back in action Friday against the Blazers. Yesterday didn't exactly go their way against the Golden State Warriors. I thought they did a good job defending Steph Curry, finished with 17, 18 points, only took 15 field goal attempts. Draymond Green tried to take out Patty Mills early on in that game. Bam Adebayo was on the ground rolling for a little bit. He got taken out as well. But then in the third and fourth quarter, Warriors just ran away with it, and the Heat's offense, it's simple. They just couldn't keep up. Without Jimmy, without Tyler, without Duncan, and no Kevin Love, the Heat offense just could not keep up with the Warriors, which is why you scored 92 points, and you lost by double digits.
Who's going to go further in the postseason, Heat or Panthers?
Right now, I mean, it's hard not to pick the Panthers, right?
I'm not feeling great about the Heat. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because I did feel, you know, we have enough. I did feel that way. That seven-game winning streak, we were like, okay. Like, I remember saying, you know what? Shut it down for the rest of the season. We've seen what they can do. And maybe we have. But this has rattled my confidence.
The problem with that seven-game, or I think it was a six-game winning streak. The problem with that six-game winning streak was that the only team you beat who was a legitimate top five team at the time was the Sacramento Kings. Every other team outside of the Bucks, who you beat, they're either not a playoff team or a middling playoff team like Miami. So once they actually started to play the Mavericks, the Thunder, the Denver Nuggets, I mean, they just couldn't hang with them down the stretch. They just couldn't. And now you're looking at a situation where you've lost to the Wizards at home. I mean, you have 10 games remaining. You're a game and a half back, and none of your guys are out there on a consistent basis. That's the most frustrating part to me, Hawk, is that even if you do get Hero back, even if you do get Duncan back, you're hoping you get Jimmy back for the rest of these games. What's this going to look like? We have no idea. Zero idea.
It's going to look like Cole Swider throwing the ball to Orlando Robinson in the final possession. Not that I'm bitter.
You're going to keep betting that that first and last basket, though, man. That's a guarantee.
Yes, sir. Got Nerfies on tap. Yerfies, first and last point.
So, the Marlins tomorrow, 4:10 p.m., we know. Zeus will be on the mound, Jesus Luzardo. The Marlins did trade John Birdie to the Yankees today. That was the big Marlins story ahead of tomorrow's opening day.
All right.
Finally, a couple stories here for you, Hawk. ESPN is reportedly, quote, aggressively pursuing Jason Kelce for Monday Night Countdown, their Monday Night Football pregame show.
I had read that RG3 might be in danger there.
He's on the chopping
Jason
block.
Kelce might end up replacing him. I happen to like RG3 a lot.
Yeah, don't people love RG3? He's almost like the J.J. Redick of NFL coverage right now, where he's like,
I like him,
trying not to be the hot take monster. J.J.'s doing a podcast with LeBron. And then the online gambling site BetUS, they're looking to hire a wiener connoisseur.
Jimmy, pay attention here.
So the wiener connoisseur will visit all 30 major league ballparks and check out their wieners one by one. So you get to taste test dozens of glizzies. They don't really care how good they are.
Oh, hot dogs. Mm-hmm.
You'll get to measure each Glizzy to see which MLB team has the biggest and smallest.
Where do you measure it from?
Well, they want you to measure, take several different measurements. Length,
all right,
girth, and weight for each one.
But do you measure it from only the portion you can see or also the portion that's hidden?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, right? Do you go, which side would be the front of the glizzy? I'm not certain.
All right.
Huh. All right. I'll do a little more research.
All right, please do.
Your weather, it's sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy, it's around 85 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the mid-70s. That's a lot of glizzies you'd have to take down in a span of what, like 5 or 6 months?
No doubt.
It's a lot of sausage.
Somebody texts in, can you bring on that fan that was with you a few weeks ago at the track, the one who can't keep a job? He was a gem. Yeah, maybe we'll do that Friday. Roy. Roy, I call him W-2 Roy. He's got, you know, 9 or 10 W-2s every year. Longtime listener of the show. He did kill it when he was on the air with us at Gulfstream.
He's a natural.
I got to DM him, see if he's free on Friday.
Of course he's
tomorrow,
free.
Tomorrow, Amerant Bank Arena, Friday, Gulfstream Park for the show. What were we saying?
Of course he's free. I mean, when was our last broadcast out there? Like 3 Fridays ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's interviewing for a couple new positions by now.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Final meal ever? I think I'm getting a double cheeseburger, ketchup and onions from Wendy's.
I'm going to kick you in your leg.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our Dave and Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win. You could watch the tournament there. You could watch the playoffs. We're just a few weeks away from the playoffs. That's pretty wild, right? Anyway, go to WQAM.com. Click on contests, and you can register to win a $250 gift card from Dave & Buster's, the one in Hollywood. We're just a few weeks away from the playoffs, Solana. Basketball and hockey. It was so miraculous. I wonder how this, because even right now, last year at this time, we were in the heart of March Madness.
Yeah.
We had the Hurricanes, men's and women's. And yet FAU, this wild story, this little team from Boca Raton no one had heard of. Like, and it was the appetizer to the NHL and NBA playoffs. We go on this unbelievable run in both. We had alternating nights of NBA finals and Stanley Cup finals with our teams in it after our teams had just been to the Final Four. Like, what? I shudder to think at how this is going to pale in comparison to last year at this time. Because, again, UM didn't even make the tournament, men's or women's, and FAU was bounced in the first game.
But at this point last year, Hawk, late April, late March 27th, the Panthers were on the outside looking in of the playoffs still. And the Heat, I was thinking about this morning. What's the better feeling for Heat fans going into what you assume will be the play-in tournament? Last year, where you were just losing games, even though Jimmy was playing, Bam was playing, Tyler was playing, or this situation, which is you're losing games, but none of those guys are healthy. Like, you still have that what-if factor, right? So I don't – like, when we talk about at this time last year, we were in the heart of – the tournament, sure, but when it came to our pro sports teams, none of us could have guessed what was to come, obviously. And at this point last year, we were kind of down on the Panthers and the Heat going into the playoffs.
I had counted the Panthers out. Remember, all of a sudden, right. I was calling for Paul Maurice to be fired.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I could probably go back. Everything was a surprise, by the way. March Madness was a surprise as well. Like, we had the greatest sports existence last March, April, and May. Really, till the beginning of June, we had the greatest sports existence. Like, 3 months of just unbelievable outcomes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this season. Not only had I written off Paul Maurice, who I happen to love. I don't know if you saw him yesterday. He was talking about Sam Reinhart. This was before the game yesterday. Did you see his press conference?
No.
He's talking about Sam Reinhart and what a great hard worker he is. And then he says, unless you're a team that wants to sign him during the offseason, because they'll have a new contract, unless you're a team that wants to sign him during the offseason, he is a headache and he's really like a locker room cancer. Like, I just love this Paul Maurice. Like, I really love him. But I was ready to write him off. That Bulls game, do you remember that play-in game? Do you remember what happened in that play-in game? They were done, right? And they had lost to Atlanta.
Yeah, they got their asses beat versus Atlanta.
If I remember correctly, what's-his-face had a great game.
Well, it was Trae Young, but it was like John Collins just.
But Trae Young, they had always been able to shut down. And then all of a sudden in the play-in game, he looked like Trae Young. And they were done in that Bulls game. Like, I'm sure if I look back at tweets, like, from that game towards the end. So, yeah, you talk about surprise. You're like, okay, now you sneak into the playoffs. Weren't people suggesting they'd have been better off not making the playoffs?
There was a massive movement towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
At around this time to just punt on it, which is what the Mavericks did, by the way. Kyrie got hurt, and they started sitting Luka to avoid the play-in tournament for a better draft position. And people were suggesting that's what the Heat should do. The Heat should punt on this season, lose out the rest of their season, miss the play-in tournament.
But I think people were suggesting that even after they squeaked by the Bulls.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, in the long run, that's a terrible win.
Right. Terrible win. You hurt your draft lottery chances. You hurt your opportunity to be a top 10 pick. Dumb. You're just going to get swept by the Bucks. I mean, they were getting torched for winning that game.
Then you blink your eyes. It's June. You're in the NBA Finals, and Bernie is getting beaten up by Conor McGregor. Now, that was weird. Like, in The Departed, there's a twist you didn't see coming.
Yeah. Conor McGregor standing next to Jason Jackson, and Bernie has his jaw broken at center court. Bizarre.
Did you see the video of Conor McGregor doing the press conference for, he's in that new movie. Is it Roadhouse, I think?
Yeah.
Which is an old movie. But did you see the video from that?
No, I know he's in that movie, but I haven't seen the press conference, so.
He did a, you know, like a media tour or whatever, and he's got these tics. People are suggesting
I did see that. Yeah.
Scary to watch, like, because he's never had that before. Yeah, something's going on.
Hawk, I mean, I don't want to, I guess, assume something illegal.
Right, you can't assume, but something is different about him.
Well, I've been in the bathroom at Las Rosas in Miami at 2 in the morning, and people walk out of there looking like that, too, if you know what I'm saying.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about Crowder powder.
No, or Crowder chowder either. But drop the first word of Crowder powder, and we might be on to something.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carolina Panthers have agreed to a deal with Jadeveon Clowney.
Hmm. Okay.
There you go.
All right, we got to take a break. Speaking of Crowder, he is off today. Tomorrow, I believe he's off tomorrow, too. Tomorrow, I'll be at the Amerant Bank Arena. Friday, will be at Gulfstream Park. Crowder will be back with me. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more after this.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, did you see by any chance the Dolphins regular season win total that came out yesterday from BetOnline?
It's more than last year.
It is. It's 10. Last year, I think it was 9.5. They finished the season with 11 wins.
Right.
This coming season is 10, which tells you, by the way, they did not strike out in free agency. And as big as the names were who they lost, they made some pretty decent pulls without having a lot of cap space. So I think you got to applaud the Dolphins and Chris Greer, as much as you might have been angry that they lost Christian Wilkins and Andrew Van Ginkle and others. You got to kind of applaud them, because the way that it felt the first day of free agency, you thought that their over-under was going to be 7 or 8, and it's 10, which is more than last season.
Does it have more to do with – I'm with you, by the way, but does it have more to do with that? Or does it have just all to do with the fact that, hey, year three of McDaniel, Tua, and Tyreek Hill together, McDaniel, they're going to expect him to just continue to grow as a head coach, and Tua build off of what he did last year? Like, I wonder – if Vegas sees more of
that. I don't think Vegas puts emotion or like that kind of context into it. Now, they do look at the schedule, so you'd have to look at who they're playing next season versus who they were playing last season. Now, if you think Aaron Rodgers is going to come back all healthy and the Jets are going to be something, that's a negative to play them twice. If you think that they're going to be bums again, it's a positive. You know, I think New England is terrible. What's their over-under? I don't look.
Bro, what? 6? 5.5? 6?
Let's see.
They're in a total rebuild,
4
right?
And a half. 4.5? Is their win total for the season?
Under.
Holy mackerel. They opened last season at 7.5. Holy moly.
Wow.
That has to be the lowest on the board, right?
Hard times, Daddy.
Hard times, Daddy. Carolina Panthers, they're at 4.5. Wow. That's wild.
That's crazy, man.
It says biggest drop off year to year. Carolina is 3 games less. Denver is 3 games less. And New England is 3 games less than last season.
That's crazy, man.
And the biggest jump year to year, Houston is 4 games better than the beginning of last season. Atlanta, 3 games better. Baltimore, 3 games better. And Green Bay, 3 games better.
Do you want to – I have the schedule here, like just teams that the Dolphins play. You want to run through it really quickly?
Yeah.
All right. So, remember, this isn't in any order. It's just the teams that they're going to play. They're at the Houston Texans.
That's a loss.
At the Colts.
That's who's it? Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, but is he going to be healthy? Who knows? At the Rams.
Loss.
Bills, Patriots, Jets. We know.
Two losses, two wins.
Jaguars at home. That's a win, bro. Wow, we're going to lose to Trevor Lawrence? Come on.
Yeah, well, don't forget Mac Jones is there.
Oh, wow. You know, Ben Volen's picking in that one. you play the Titans again at home. Loss. You play the Cardinals. You play the Niners next year at home.
Ooh. They have a tough schedule.
Yeah, and you play at the Seahawks, at the Browns, at the Packers, at the Raiders.
Hmm.
I thought the Raiders are home.
Oh yeah, Raiders are home. You're right, Jimmy. Thank you. How do you
Thank
know
you
that?
For keeping them honest.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you had it memorized, Jimmy. Impressive. Anyway, 4 o'clock hour. is coming up here.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If y'all send me another Wordle score, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.